The two vice presidential candidates in the U.S. election faced off last night in a debate hosted by CBS News. Many political analysts and voters noted the event in New York City between Republican Ohio Senator J.D. Vance and Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz was unlike recent presidential debates and American politics in general. It was polite. Right after the debate, viewers Carol Van Dam and Douglas Mpuga hosted a live analysis. J. Peter Pham, a distinguished fellow with the Africa Center at the Atlantic Council and former U.S. ambassador to the Sahel region, said what stood out most to him was the commonality between Vance and Walz on a number of positions.
Several times we heard Governor Walz, and we also heard Senator Vance say, they agreed with each other or entertained us. That to me is a promising start. But we certainly had very clear contrast. I think right out of the starting gate, you know, in the very first question posed, we had Tim Walz struggle a bit getting Iran and Israel fumbling that.
Vance is the running mate of former President Donald Trump. Vice President Kamala Harris is at the top of the ticket for the Democratic Party. Yetunde Omede, professor of global affairs at Farmingdale College, a state university in New York, agreed with Pham on the civility of the debate, but she said she thought Walz did a better job of relaying important details on policy questions.
I think there was a level of civility that I think the American people was happy to see tonight, where both candidates could go back and forth on critical issues, but do it in a respectful manner. I think that was one of the key things that we can take away just in terms of both candidates and also in terms of Vance. But at the same time, I also think that they were able to communicate. I think on Walz had more details. He was able to communicate real critical issues when it came to health care, when it came to immigration, to the American people. And I think that was where the substance was.
Ambassador Pham said Walz dodged a question about why he misrepresented the truth about being in China when the Tiananmen Square massacre happened on July 4th, 1989.
It's been exposed in the last 48 hours that he didn't make it to China till several months later, despite having not only told this tall tale over the years, but testified in Congress in 2009 and 2014 about being there at the time, and he dodged that. So I'm not sure about the substance part of that, but I would agree on the overall civility, which I think is important for the world to see.
On the contentious issue of border security, Omede said she thinks Walz presented a more realistic framework for immigration reform than Vance did.
What Walz was able to do was, in those rebuttals, also provide policy frameworks of how they were going to handle this going forward. So I think Walz, to me, was a stronger candidate when it came to the immigration policy area. And also it didn't really help that Vance made these rhetorics around Haitian immigrants, right? Mm-hmm. So he had to be on defense.
Vance and former President Trump have falsely claimed Haitian immigrants were eating people's pets in the town of Springfield, Ohio. The event hosted by CBS News was the final debate before the U.S. presidential election on November the 5th.